Welcome back, mystery lovers, to Shadows of Mystery, Episode 18. I am your host, and today we are unraveling a case that has captivated and mystified the public for years. It is a story where reality feels stranger than fiction, where unanswered questions continue to linger. This episode, we will be exploring the tragic and haunting story of Elisa Lamb. A young woman's disappearance and the unsettling circumstances leading up to her death at Los Angeles' infamous Cecil Hotel. Together, we will look at the background of Elisa Lamb, the shadowed history of the hotel where she spent her final days, and the theories that have emerged surrounding her mysterious death. The Cecil Hotel has long been a magnet for tragedy, and the story of Pauline Otten is among its haunting tales. On October 12, 1962, Pauline, a 27-year-old woman, tragically lost her life under shocking circumstances. Following an argument with her estranged husband, Pauline checked into the Cecil Hotel. Overwhelmed by despair, she jumped from her ninth-floor window in a desperate act. Tragically, her fall also claimed the life of George Giannini, a passerby walking on the sidewalk below, as she landed on him. This double loss remains a chilling reminder of the darkness that has often shrouded the hotel's history, leaving questions of grief, mental health, and the eerie allure of the Cecil Hotel unanswered. The tragedy of Pauline Otten. Pauline Otten's story is one of unimaginable pain and sorrow, crystallizing the profound struggles she faced during her life. It's a heartbreaking reflection on the depths of despair that can overcome even the most ordinary moments. Her decision to check into the Cecil Hotel, a place already steeped in a reputation for tragedy, culminated in a devastating act that not only ended her own life, but unintentionally claimed the life of an innocent passerby. George Giannini, an unsuspecting man simply walking down the street, became an unwitting participant in one of the hotel's darkest chapters. The tragedy resonates deeply as a stark reminder of the importance of addressing mental health and offering support for those who feel trapped by their circumstances. It also highlights the haunting atmosphere of the infamous hotel, forever tying its legacy to tales of sorrow and unsettling coincidences. Pauline's story, albeit mournful, serves as a call to extend compassion, foster open conversations, and recognize the signs of struggle in others before it is too late. Elisa Lamb's background. To understand the story, it is important to first focus on Elisa Lamb herself. Born on April 30, 1991, Elisa was a 21-year-old student of Canadian Chinese descent. She was studying at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, and like many young people, sought adventure and new experiences. Despite her bright demeanor and love for writing, visible through her blog posts, she struggled with mental health issues, including bipolar disorder and depression. Elisa was candid about her challenges and often shared her introspections in her personal blogs, where she appeared to be thoughtful and self-reflective. Her decision to travel to California on her own in 2013 seemed to align with her desire to explore and seek meaning outside her day-to-day life. Her visits included cities like San Diego and Los Angeles. The latter, of course, was where Elisa checked into the infamous Cecil Hotel as a solo traveler. This unassuming decision set off a chain of events that remain a source of intrigue and speculation to this day. The Cecil Hotel has long been the site of dark mysteries and unexplainable tragedies, with a history of disappearances that continues to spark curiosity and fear. Over the decades, numerous guests who checked into the hotel seemingly vanished without a trace, leaving behind only questions. One of the most notorious cases prior to Elisa's story was that of Pauline Otten in 1962, a woman whose sudden disappearance ended in a tragic and highly debated incident. Many of these disappearances remain unsolved, contributing to the hotel's ominous reputation. The intertwining stories surrounding the Cecil have cultivated a space where each disappearance feels like part of a larger, haunting narrative connecting the hotel's past, present, and unanswered questions. The Cecil Hotel's history. The Cecil Hotel, located in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, is no ordinary destination. Far from a place of glamour or prestige, it has become synonymous with stories of crime, tragedy, and despair. Originally opened in 1927, the Cecil was designed as a grand hotel catering to business travelers. However, the onset of the Great Depression coincided with the hotel's early years, leading to its decline. It became a long-term residence for many transient individuals, as well as a place associated with darker elements of society. The hotel's infamous reputation only grew with time. It became a magnet for crime, drug use, and suicide. Notable names such as Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, once called it his home. The Cecil became ingrained in urban lore, a place harboring secrets at every turn, and a series of unsolved deaths within its walls has done little to quash its infamy. By the time Elisa Lam booked her stay, the hotel had been rebranded as the Stay on Main, separate from the Cecil in name only, but the building and shared history were one and the same. The mystery unfolds. Elisa was last confirmed to have been seen on January 31, 2013. What followed was a search that perplexed investigators and drew national attention. Her final known movements were captured in a now widely shared surveillance video from the hotel elevator. The footage shows Elisa behaving erratically, appearing to interact with someone or something that cannot be seen. Her movements are fragmented as she steps in and out of the elevator, pressing buttons and seemingly hiding or reacting to an unseen presence. This video became central to the public intrigue surrounding the case. Speculation ranged from her actions reflecting paranoia to interpretations suggesting supernatural encounters. The footage also drew widespread scrutiny as viewers examined every second for clues. Despite public efforts to piece together her actions, Elisa's whereabouts remained a mystery for weeks. On February 19, 2013, her body was discovered in the hotel's rooftop water tank after guests complained of discolored, foul-tasting water. This discovery raised even more questions than it answered. Access to the rooftop was restricted, requiring significant effort to bypass locked doors and alarms. The water tank itself was large, heavy, and difficult to access, leading to confusion about how Elisa ended up there undetected. Theories surrounding Elisa Lam's death. As with many mysteries, various theories have emerged about Elisa Lam's death. Mental health. One of the most widely accepted theories points to Elisa's mental health struggles. Her bipolar disorder and depression, as documented in her blog postings, may have played a role in her behavior on the day of her disappearance. There is speculation that she may not have been taking her prescribed medication consistently during her stay, which could have contributed to erratic behavior and hallucinations. However, this does not entirely explain how she accessed the secure rooftop or entered the water tank. Foul play. Some speculate that Elisa's death involved foul play, potentially involving another individual. The elevator footage has led many to suggest that someone else may have been present, influencing her actions. Questions remain about security at the hotel, and some find it difficult to dismiss the possibility of a third party's involvement in moving Elisa to the roof or into the water tank. The supernatural. Given the dark history of the Cecil Hotel, theories involving supernatural elements have inevitably arisen. Some believe that Elisa may have encountered something paranormal during her stay, noting both her unusual behavior and the history of unexplained phenomena associated with the hotel. While skepticism often accompanies such claims, the lack of concrete explanations has allowed these theories to persist among believers. Accident. There is also the possibility of Elisa's death being a tragic accident. If in a state of confusion or distress, she may have found her way to the rooftop and entered the water tank, unable to get out. However, this theory leaves logistical gaps, including how she passed through the restricted access to the roof undetected. The enduring mysteries. Elisa Lam's death was officially ruled as accidental due to drowning, with her bipolar disorder cited as a significant factor. However, many remain dissatisfied with this resolution, as so many unanswered questions remain. How did she get to the secure rooftop? Why was she behaving the way she was in the elevator footage? What role, if any, did the hotel's ominous history play in this case? Whatever your personal interpretation, the case of Elisa Lam continues to serve as a chilling reminder of how even the most ordinary settings can hold extraordinary secrets. It also stands as a powerful reflection of the importance of mental health awareness. Elisa's story shines a light on the struggles many face behind closed doors, struggles that often go unnoticed or misunderstood by society at large. Her case reminds us of the critical need to approach mental health with compassion and openness, advocating for resources, accessible care, and an environment where seeking help is not stigmatized, but encouraged. At the same time, the questions surrounding her death leave an indelible mark on those who seek understanding in the unexplainable. It challenges us to grapple with the mystery, to make peace with ambiguity, and to reflect on our fascination with stories that blend the tragic with the mysterious. Elisa's legacy is a call to both honor her humanity and to confront the larger societal issues illuminated by this haunting case. Closing thoughts. The case of Elisa Lam is more than just a story of mystery and tragedy. It is a reflection of the complexities of mental health, the influence of urban legends, and the enduring search for answers in the unknown. What makes this case so haunting is not just the lack of clear resolution, but how it intertwines with a place as enigmatic as the Cecil Hotel. The story of Pauline Otten is a poignant reminder of the silent battles many face behind closed doors and the tragic consequences that can result. Her life and its heartbreaking end call for a deeper understanding of mental health struggles and the impact of isolation and despair. Pauline's story is not just one of sadness, but also a call to extend empathy, compassion, and support to those who may feel invisible in their pain. Only by addressing these struggles with sincerity and action can we hope to honor her memory and create a more understanding world. Thank you for joining me today on Shadows of Mystery to explore the Cecil Hotel's chilling stories. If you have thoughts, theories, or cases you would like to share, feel free to reach out. Until next time, keep seeking the truth in the shadows.